I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about animal control and how the changes in the department have worked out. How long has the Chillicothe Police Department had the animal control officer?
Yeah, so we created that position in April and hired that position in April. So about 8 months, and it's going really well.
Tell us a little bit about the responsibilities of the animal control officer.
Yeah, so our animal control officer, you know, we had a gap within our department, and it was animal control calls. And so he's come along, and with his experience with animals, he's developed a program that my vision was that he would take care of dogs and cats. And now it's kind of any time a citizen calls, he's there to try to create that service and help that citizen. So we've dealt with raccoons, bats, snakes, and a lot of dog and animal calls. But that's what he does. He's there to alleviate the duties from the police officers on these calls, because as a police officer right now, it's not our priority, because we're dealing with higher level issues. And so really, he encompasses anything that's to do with an animal, and he's doing a great job with it.
Who handles those responsibilities when he's off duty?
Yeah, so one of the things people don't realize, he does require days off. He's human. And so that's one thing that we've faced through this. But when he's off, the police officers and the other staff are really good about trying to render that aid and help with those issues when we have time. And so we kind of work as a team. He's taught us a lot through this. And so they do their best in utilizing the tools that he's provided in helping with these animal control calls.
How has the animal control officer helped other officers be able to do their own duties? What types of things has it allowed the department to open up on a little bit more?
Oh, it's alleviated. When it comes to the calls for service, it's really alleviated the stress that the time that it takes to deal with these animal control calls, and it's allowed them to be more proactive in their duties. It's been with their paperwork. It's just provided that time. If you think about it, he's been there 8 months, and he's just short of 1,300 calls for service. He averages about 150 calls a month, and when he gets there of a daytime, he has anywhere from 10 to 30 phone calls to return right off the bat. And so he's just doing such a good job, but it's helping the police officers get back to what we do, in crime prevention, in community service, and providing for this community.
Has it helped with morale in the department as well?
Oh, 100%. The morale... You know, for a police officer, you're hired on to do the cool stuff and to communicate with the community. And when you're taking a dog call, that kind of, you know, you're chasing the dog. Like right now, they're chasing it in the rain. They're helping him, and we work well with him. And so just taking that off of them, letting them get back to their duties, has really helped the morale of the department as well.
What do you see for the future of the animal control office?
Yeah, so creating this position, I was just looking at the overall taking those duties off the police officers and really providing a service to the community where that gap currently was. And he has come along, and we have created a vision together to where he wants to, you know, he can write tickets and he can enforce that kind of stuff. But he wants to educate the community, and I love that, because if we can partner with the community and the pet owners and move forward in with the education, saying, hey, we can write you a ticket, but hey, here's how you can be a better pet owner, a more responsible pet owner. I think that's where we're at now, as we've created the position, and now we're looking at a much larger vision moving forward. How can we provide for a better service for this community? And we take a lot of calls. We hear a lot of people, and they they've provided a lot of feedback of how we can do that. And so I think with education and talks with the community and that partnership, we're going to create a great animal control program.
That's Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.